Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in to God's grace. Radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on 657 AM. And it is that time. You know, I spoke to the family and I said CRC music will be in the house. Yay. And they are indeed in the house. Yeah, bro.
That's us clapping.
We're so, like, it's thank you so much for having us.
Yes. Welcome, guys. The last time you were here, you were launching GLAAD.
Yes, ma'am.
What year was that?
That has to have been 2021.
Yeah. And now you are back with, more vibrant, more youthful, more...
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. More music.
It's all the vibes.
Let's welcome Lufuno and Shanae. How are you?
Well, and you?
I'm so good. You know, when we spoke and we were like, CRC is coming, I thought we were going to have this place packed. I thought DK won't have a place to move with the team, you know.
We were being nice.
So you brought them where? Where's the team? In your computers,
in
your
heart.
Okay, somebody might say, I know CRC music, but who's CRC? Where did it all start?
Oh, wow, that's probably the best one.
Yeah.
CRC is it's my home, and yeah. It's home to a lot of people, but it's a vibrant church that is right now all over the world, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But it started in Ladybrand, of all places, like a tiny place, Ladybrand. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and from Ladybrand, it's like, it just shot to everywhere, Bloemfontein, Johannesburg, uh-huh. Pretoria, Durban, uh-huh. Cape Town, you name it, there's possibly a CRC near you, wherever you are.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and like I said, it's home to a lot of us. That's where, I am able to express my gifting, my love, my passion. That's where I get fed on a Sunday.
Mm.
That's where I serve on a Sunday. That's, for a lot of us. Shanae as well.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm asking myself, and I think this is a question that many people ask, is it for the young?
Oh, yes.
It's for everybody.
Shanae, yeah. Your eyes.
Like, yes.
You should have seen her going like, yes.
It's for the young in body, young at heart. It's mm-hmm. for everybody. Because
mm-hmm.
we're constantly moving.
Uh-huh.
It keeps you young.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so tell me about the ministry, the music ministry, because I think that is what's drawing, especially the young crowd to the church.
Yeah, we... that's one of the things that made me stick in CRC. When I first... got to the church and I heard how vibrant and how passionate the music was.
Yeah.
That immediately pulled me in. Now, growing up as a musician, like, I want to be around good music. I want to be around people that are praising and worshiping skillfully, people that are enjoying what they do.
Mm.
The music is a great part of it. We have fantastic, amazing preaching. And from the word that we get, we write the songs.
Mm-hmm. And I think I remember the last time you were here, you had some coming from other branches as well.
Yeah.
But you form like, is there like one huge group where you all come in and you sing together? Or how does it work?
It's a mega group. Shanae, so like the... Tell about the
Shanae's
songwriting.
Like, so how does it work?
Well, the songwriting itself, we go to a advance because we never retreat. We advance forward.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We take about a week and it's selected few individuals that
from different branches.
From different branches of churches,
uh-huh.
of CRCs, obviously.
Mm.
And we write and we sing and we praise and we worship. And the most amazing...
Mm.
Songs come from that, you know, the praise, the worship that is birthed from that is next level. And it's quite an amazing week, to be honest, because we bring all the ideas that each and every musician, songwriter has.
What?
And we mash it into one, and there's this personality and, yeah, like a little mix of everybody that goes into it. And so it's not just one person writing a song.
I thought it's just maybe Shanae who's writing or Lufuno writing.
No.
So that's why you are so, like, you have different genres right within the gospel music. Interior.
So many.
Yeah. Okay, but there's one question that I always have. Are you aware that with every release you always have a hit? Did you think that Making Rivers would also be a hit that it is now?
I mean, like, we really appreciate it, but you write songs for I think firstly, you write songs for the congregation and maybe what people are going through and what the Holy Spirit is saying in the time.
Yeah.
And if it just so happens to speak to more people outside of the church and more people catch on to it, then we're grateful because then the message goes out to even more people. I think for me, that's just a sign of, I guess, of God's approval.
But are you aware that there are hits out there?
Now I'm away. Thanks for telling me.
You know, every time there is, I would ask family members of Radio Pulpit to make their song requests. There is that one who will say in particular, I would like to hear Making Rivers.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I've heard it in many other radio stations where people would make requests and they would ask for CRC music. So you're not even aware that you're making hits out there. So for you, what is it? Is it just serving God?
It's serving God, writing great songs.
We'll phone you every time just to see what the releases are doing, you know.
And tell me about the song that you have released currently, To the Deep. Where did it come from? Why this title as well?
Yeah, To the Deep, I think this is, it's just one of those songs that the minute you hear it, like, you can sort of feel and understand what the writers were going through. We wrote it the beginning of this year at the at our songwriting. And literally, because it's so many of us, so many different groups that are writing at the same time. And I remember someone coming to the room where I was writing and saying, stop what you're doing. We have this amazing song we want to play you right now.
Okay. And
it just happens. And then that was the song that they played.
Okay.
I mean, I had to stop. I was like, yo. And the young gentleman that started the song and wrote it with them, I mean, like, what a phenomenal... It was young people that wrote that song.
Okay. It was youth people.
Yeah, a group of young people.
But you're also young people, so yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Younger people. Younger people.
Okay, yeah.
Youngest people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that song is really like a song of surrender. And I believe when they wrote it, it was that was the heart, just to get people to surrender to God.
And then Making Rivers, where did it come from? Who wrote that one?
Yeah.
Do you still remember?
What is it? Okay, so we're actually just talking about it. Myself and Shino, we're talking about it now. I don't know. Were you at the songwriting in 2021?
I was.
Yeah, so Making Rivers.
In 2021?
Yeah.
Already? Okay.
Yeah. Like, just in hard lockdown somewhere, those words, come mighty breath, come mighty breath,
yes,
let your wind blow.
Yes, yes.
I was just like sort of thinking about them the whole time over and over again, recorded a small voice note. I remember I was sitting in my car, recorded that, and then also that you turn bitter into sweet.
Yeah.
I remember that, like, there was a sermon specifically that... that our pastor preached about when the Israelites left Egypt and they were in a they couldn't drink the water because it was bitter, and it was Moses just like asked God and he put, like, I think it was a tree or something in the water
and
then they could drink the water and
it
became sweet and that, like, just stuck in my head for so long.
Wow.
And just that idea of how God can change things for everybody. I honestly, I mean, at that moment, I wasn't thinking about lockdown. I was just thinking about songs.
How God is able to turn things around
and
in
then,
the scriptures. Yeah.
Yeah, we took that song, just those small bits. I took them to the songwriters and I said, hey, what do you guys think of this? How can we expand on this? And like I said to Shanae, it was a very slow song. And they said, no, we need to speed this thing up. And...
I love you, the young people at CRC.
Exactly. There we go. Yeah, pretty much that.
So who can become part of the worship team, like the broader CRC worship team? Can I just come into the church and boom, I'm there?
There we
How
go.
Does it work?
Well, you obviously, you come to rehearsals. Mm-hmm. There is a process.
Auditions, I assume, as well.
Yes, there are auditions, but we welcome anybody to be part of it. You're not just there for the music, but you're there to serve. And also the fellowship in the music ministry. It's amazing. So, yes, there is a process. We do auditions, depending on whether you're singing or if it's an instrument that you play.
I've seen others dancing.
There is a dance team.
Oh, okay.
Yes, there is a dance team.
Okay.
And also an acting team, now going off subject, but there's a lot of departments within the creative team or mm-hmm. creative arts mm. departments. But yes, and then you just start joining in on the rehearsals on a Thursday. You get put in your group, so female vocals, male vocals, etc., etc.
What are the the requirements?
You got to be good.
What about me and Jesus?
Like you because, and Jesus both got to be in sync. You and Jesus got to be in sync.
So we put that to test as well.
Yeah. So look, I think a big thing that that's obviously important. Mm. I 100% believe that wherever you serve, you need to buy into the vision of that of that church.
Yeah.
That's a huge important thing. Yeah. Once you buy into the vision of whatever God put into the heart of the pastor, mm-hmm. then everything you do pushes that vision forward.
Mm.
So same thing with us. You buy into vision, join the church, and then if you just like myself when I was younger, I joined the church and I thought, you know what, I would really like to join the band.
So Lufuno, are you the one who resides still residing on all everybody else who's in the group?
Yeah.
Oh wow, what a great responsibility!
Yes.
It's a privilege. Yeah.
Okay, guys, let's hear To the Deep. Can you take us through that one? And thank you so much for coming through and performing it live right here.
It's such a
Studio
pleasure.
Studio 5, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We can bring jams. Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you're at. And we just had awesome sounds coming there from CRC Music. And the title of the song that we just gave to you, my family, To the Deep. But guys, you brought the choir. And it's just the two of you.
We are the choir. I told you.
You are amazing. You're amazing. Thank so talk you. To young and upcoming churches that are built. Building a worship team, and they want to also, maybe they are looking up to CRC also, and they would like to see young people loving the Lord. Like, you guys are crazy when it comes to Jesus. You should see the young people and the dancers going like
we have to be.
So what would you say they need to put into place to build a strong team?
Besides the hard work and everything that goes into it, which I believe there should be. I think the big thing is to always remember to keep everything focused on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
There's literally nothing like a music ministry or a team that's fully focused on Jesus and I think is focused on keeping their skill level high. as high as possible. Actually, one of my favorite psalms is Psalm 33, verse 3, which says, play skillfully with a loud noise. Like those two things for me, Jesus first, and then secondly, making sure that you have the skill to basically play out what he wants you to.
And so it's him at the center of it all. Without him, there's no way. I love the fact that you mentioned the skill as well.
Yeah.
In our churches, sometimes we're like, ach, as long as they are singing and leading. So skill is important.
Very.
David was skillfully playing as well.
Yep, very much.
And how do you encourage? Because there are those ones who are very skillful, but they are also filled with pride. And so, hey, you get a, you know, the church has to, Lufuno, please, can you lead today? And Lufuno's like, let me see how I feel. You know, all of that.
No.
So how do you encourage when it comes? Or does it become automatic that even when I'm skillful, but Jesus at the center of my life, then there's no way I can be boastful? Or how does it work?
I think Shanae can answer this.
Well, there is a process also and leadership above you in the music ministry. Mm. And I think that's very important in this case because they are there to be the watchman over their departments.
Right.
And if they do see that there is somebody who is...
Have you experienced that though?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Bo. I never thought. Okay, yes.
So I've basically been serving in the music ministry for 15 years. Mm. So you do go through a few... How do I say, the hard pressing. As much as God challenges your heart, so the leadership as well, to make sure that there's a humbleness, a love for God first, before...
You remain grounded as well.
Yes.
You know who you are and whose you are.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I think sometimes we forget it's about Him and we make it all about us. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, they're there to catch that. But, yes, you also, I think that God also has a hand in all of that, you know, just making sure that your personality is in check, the reason why you are serving in the music ministry. Just your heart, the echo of your heart.
Mm. And how has CRC Music ministered to schools around? Because, there's a lot of young people there. Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
The impact you've made.
I actually got a... someone sent me a video of a... It was a primary school that was singing one of the songs, For Love, during their graduation.
I love that one.
Actually, with the same song, we have a couple that's in the band that have a child, and they went over to China, funny enough, and they were singing the same song with some kids in the school there.
Yeah.
We've seen... Especially with the outreaches that the church does, we've seen a lot of people being touched by the songs, by the word, and I think a big thing is keeping the Bible the center of what we sing, and not singing just about what we feel. I believe that the word of God touches people, and as long as you're writing the word of God, I believe it's going to have a deeper impact.
Mm-hmm. So for love,
yeah,
when.
That's the one.
Two. Tell us about the song.
Yeah. I'll start off and then Shanae will continue.
Uh-huh.
I remember what I remember. But I like literally this is also one of those songs where
this is a salvation song, right?
100% salvation song.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
It's literally one of those songs where I believe the Holy Spirit just dropped
Enough
of a piece for me to have something to bring to the songwriters.
Okay, yeah.
And it was just that one part. One, you were the one I give my heart to.
Two.
Died and rose again in only three days. I know that you did it all four.
Four.
You know, and I think it came out of having kids.
Yeah. So. I had kids in the living room and they were like, so what comes first? One. And they're like, no, it's two. You know, all that. Yeah. But at the end, they got it right. You did it all for. Love. Sure. Yeah. And then this is what the Lord dropped in your spirit. Yeah. You wrote it down.
Yeah. Just that, wrote it down, sang it. And then in one of the days in the songwriting, maybe a second or third day, I don't remember, I played it for some of the guys and... four people very quickly became 10 people, 20 people,
It was a whole collective.
Yeah. Wait. Tell me again. Say that again.
They were actually, so Lufuno and four other people were sitting outside with a guitar, playing the chorus. And we were in our room writing another song, and we heard this chorus, and we're like, my goodness, this sounds very fun.
Yeah,
let's go.
It is.
Yes. So we ran there, and when we heard the chorus, we started helping with the
verses.
And we were very intentional about it, because it's basically, well, for myself, it's something that speaks about the journey of a person who has given their heart to
the
Lord
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And it's a very special thing. Mm. And how his love changes you, and how excited you are to be in his house. And, you know, just the change that is in you, you know, the world behind me, the cross before me. So it's also just an encouragement for everybody that is going to find Christ, and who has just newly given their hearts to God.
Yeah, and also to remind us that we have a reason to praise the Lord,
100%.
Because he did it for love.
Yes.
He loved us. Yes. That was. But guys, we love your music.
Thank you so much.
We really do. And you are such a blessing. I'm going to hand over to you so that you can give us the very same song for love. I don't know how, but I know that the choir is going to be there somehow, because you, the two of you, are a choir. Okay, over to you.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Heart to Heart.
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024. Or send a fax to 011-787-0280. Or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
A week of brilliant jams.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're in 657 AM. It's Heart to Heart with CRC Music. What an honor to have Shanu and Lufuno in the studio today, coming to minister unto us. I love the heart that you have for God. I love the heart that you have for the ministries that you have been called into. You know, you don't take it lightly. It is like somebody who takes their career serious. But for you, it's like serving the Lord. Mm-hmm. It's about that. And so may the Lord like really keep keeping you as you continue to minister. We're just listening to the song Unrelenting Love by CRC Music. I don't think you even know from which year was that one.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, we're listening.
That has to be, like, that's also 2021.
Yeah.
Is it? It is, right? 2021.
You're right.
Okay. I mean, as it was playing, I was remembering it. Like, it just started unfolding as it was playing.
But we are so, we are like computers, and I love how we are as human, that you have all these songs. How many years you've been, you said 15 years. How many songs were released by CRC Music for 15 years? And when I look for how many years?
Since
the beginning.
I keep getting asked this question, and my wife gets upset because I can never remember the actual number.
Yeah.
But I do know that I've been with the music ministry, I think, since 2006.
What? So it's like 19 years back.
There we go. Okay. There we go.
Sure. That is like really amazing. Thank you so much for coming through to minister unto us. So where do we get your music? I know For Love, is it in the new album right
it's
now?
It's in the brand new album.
Together with To the Deep. And what are some of the songs in there?
It's the best album we've ever made.
Really?
It's the best album we've ever made.
I think to us, everything is the best. So, and we're like, okay, now it's For Love. So what next?
Yeah. Look, that album has a lot of songs that we've been putting together. It's our first live album since 2019.
Okay.
First live album since 2019. It was, you had to have been there on the evening when we recorded it. We tried our best to package it so you could feel what that evening was like. Mm. But you can get all our music everywhere you listen to music.
How many songs in that album?
I think it's 14 songs.
Okay.
14 songs. So it's a pretty big, you can drive from here
To Durban
and listen to it twice. Mm. And you must come back and listen again.
And so where do we get your music?
Everywhere you listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube, mm-hmm. Apple Music, Spotify. Mm-hmm. Every single way you listen to music, just type in CRC Music. And the album is very easy. It's called For Love.
Mm.
It's right there.
Mm. And which song are you going to be playing us out with?
Look, we're going to play you out with a slightly older one, but a remix of an older one.
Okay.
It's called This Is Freedom.
Tell us about that one.
Shanae knows about that one because I think she was... Did you write in that one?
I did.
She did.
You wrote that one.
Together with the team.
Uh-huh.
But you know how all songs go for us is Lufuno sends a voice note with a snippet. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, hi, please do something with this song. And then it takes about, I think, a day just to listen to what he's trying to
bring to
play.
The force. Yeah.
And then so we gently work through it and then make suggestions.
Mm.
But For Love is, it's a song of freedom in God's presence. So
yeah.
It's based on the scripture.
Mm.
This is freedom.
This is freedom.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom and liberty.
Freedom.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Sorry, you had to catch in there. But it's a song that it just shows about the praise,
mm-hmm.
the elevation of God and the freedom that we feel in His presence. And
wow.
It when we sang it the first time, the congregation was so excited because it's like the presence of God was there.
Mm-hmm.
And this joy and freedom just broke out in the congregation. And
wow.
That's what we see when we sing the song.
May the Lord keep keeping you guys. May He restore and heal, especially our young people who follow your music as well. And may He bring them closer through you guys.
Amen.
And as you take care of His sheep, may He take care of you and your families. Thank you so much for blessing us. And family, I'm signing out. Next up, DK will be sitting behind the desk as the controller. And Germany, Johan else will take you through with something else afterwards. Lukomkweri Puti. And I must say a special thanks to our technical team, DK, Vusi, Pomane, Ntlantla. Thank you so much. You have made it all sound so good. Love you guys. Over to you.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life. a winning team on the road to eternity.